Welcome to our Asian church with Asian lanterns for a brand new year. And that's, I came back, I was so, wow, they already started it. I didn't expect that to be there. And I love New Year's. You guys love New Year's? Yay, yay, some of you. Love New Year's. It's wonderful. There's so many things that we're trying to make different. We're trying to change, and we change at the beginning of the year and whatnot. So New Year's awesome. How do you guys make New Year resolutions? Some, come on, it's New Year. I like New Year because you get a fresh start. You start all over again on whatever you want to do, or you try it again, right? Even though you make the same resolution for the last 4 years, you do it again, and you try to accomplish it. Who writes in journals? I write in journal. Journal is wonderful. You reflect the years of, or reflect last year of what you thought supposed to accomplish. You review, like, wow, how come I didn't do that? Or how come I did that? And you write for the next year, and you keep reviewing. It's beautiful. New Year is wonderful. You turn a new leaf, and you start over. And GYC is an awesome event each year because they're held during, like, the new year. And what a better way to start off the year with God. Amen? I love it because there's a time we were at GYC, and we pray at New Year's Eve. And at midnight, you know, everybody's praying together, and all these strangers, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, and you know, it was awesome. So, next year, Arizona, GYC, okay? Yes, save up for that. You put $1 a day, totally have enough money, no problem. So I was thinking about the title of my message, and I had another message, and then last night I just completely not gonna use that one. So I started off a different one, and so it took me several hours, and then I thought of what title can I title it? And it's so complex, and I'm like, changes, you know? Oh, wow. So that's my title. So the title of my message will be Changes. Took me hours. What do I mean by that? Changes, according to the dictionary, means to cause to become different, or to give a completely different form or appearance. The other definition of change, like money, is not really not what I'm going for. To transform, to replace one thing for another, or substitution. You guys agree that's a good definition? Because you did, and that's what the dictionary says, so we know it's a good definition. Let's go to Romans 12:2. I'm going to start off there. And you might be familiar with this word, this verse, I mean. It's going to take me a while with this little Bible. Look at this little Bible I found. Isn't that cool? I love these little Bibles. Right here, my little one, 12:2. But I'm not going to use this little one today. I'm going to use my big one. Romans 12:2. Let's read together, or just read along, if you will. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Right here it says to be transformed. We just saw the definition. Transform is also another word for change, right? Transform and renewing your mind is it's something, because change starts where? In your mind, right? Some of you got the answer. Change starts where, everyone? In your mind, because you decide to change, you make that change, and actions follow up after that. You don't just like, oh, my hand went there, and then you change. It starts in your mind, and that's what the books say. I love changes, because change is supposed to become better each time. Don't change for, like, down. Have you seen the new Toyota Corolla? It's beautiful. Every year, they're changing to make the car better and look better. And this year, I gotta hand it to them. 2014 Corolla looks very sporty, slick, and like it's still good. And it's still 30-something MPG. It's awesome. So they're changing for the better. And cars and anything, they're always trying to improve. What about each one of us? Are we changing for the better? I hope my message encourage you to change who you are as a person last year and improve yourself to become something more improved this year. Amen? You change to become 2014, you're going to be, you know, Kevin 2.0, you know, Edenie 2.0, Christy 2.0, whoever. You change better. You reflect last year. Yes, Stuff happened last year, but no, this year you're gonna be different. Amen? You're gonna change. And that's my message. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for gathering us here. We ask that you give us another blessed year with you, an experience to grow closer to you. Help us to change, be transformed, and renew our mind towards the character and the person you want each of us to be. We thank you. I ask for your Holy Spirit, and I ask that you to shine and leave me in the background. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Perhaps you've tried to become a more disciplined person, you know, but you still fall back into your old habits. You know, you've done that. I've done that many times. And if so, don't get discouraged. Instead, you should become more determined to change. Amen? Yes, you fall back and up, but determined to keep going forward, change into the person that God has wanted you to be. And what kind of changes you want to make this year? I have some suggestions. One of them might be your habits or characters, you know? There's an old saying that goes like this, and it's a true one. First you make your habit, and then your habit makes you, whether it's for good or for bad. That's your decision. So you form those habits. So a bad habit is, I tell myself every year, I'm gonna be a morning person, I'm gonna sleep early. Oh, it's midnight, whoa, what happened? I go to bed at 10 and I don't know what happened. Things happen, Facebook, ooh, look. And then, that's bad, I'm gonna break that habit. Because you go on Facebook, you look at people's posts and they post something interesting. You click there, and then you go there, and then YouTube says, you related videos, okay, you click there. You know what I'm saying, yes? Confess, you know. So, what I'm trying to say is, try to make an effort to make this habit. Wake up earlier, sleeper, if that's what you want to do. Maybe you want to change in your health this year, your eating habits, you know? Maybe you're getting rid of certain foods that you know ain't good, or, you know, sometimes some people, they're like justified, oh, it looks so good, but, you know, it's once in a while. No. Make an effort that you say no and get rid of it. Or maybe you want to exercise more. I need to do that. I'm so guilty of it. Sometimes people ask me, have you exercised this week? Yeah, totally. Once. It was like on Tuesday, and it's like 10 minutes. So I need to do this. I'm sharing this for us to change, but like, you know, I change too, and we hold each other accountable. Changing your mental attitude is really important. This is something I do. Some of you might know I share this. Your mind determines your attitude, okay? What happens is when you wake up, they say the first 20 minutes, your brain cycle is firing really fast, and whatever information you get during that 20 minutes when you first wake up affects the rest of your day. So it could be a positive or a negative. And so when I wake up, this is what I do. You don't need to copy me, but you can. It's a cool method. I wake up, I recite Psalm 118:24. What is that? This is a song. This is the day that the Lord has made, right? I recite that because in this, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And after you recite that, you realize, yeah, you know, I'm glad that I have another day. Amen? I'm glad and I'm rejoicing because I'm thankful. I have a body, I have hands, legs, and I can move, and I have another day to do great things or whatever, you know. I have life. It's awesome. So I rejoice with that. I mean, you can't help when you recite that. You can't be, I will rejoice and be glad in it, you know. Try that. And the other thing I do, before I brush my teeth, I go to the mirror, I smile at myself. It sounds silly, but you do in the morning and you'll see, you'll smile too. You'll be like, oh, that was silly. And then you do it too, huh? And then you tell me how it goes. And I guarantee you, you have a very good day. I mean, not guarantee, okay, can't do that. But your day goes better because you're positive, you're thinking, and the energy keeps building up. Mondays, I don't like to work on Mondays, but once I start doing this, my Mondays are not that bad anymore. You know, I start happier, I start off a good day. So that's something you guys want to do, go for it, and I recommend it. There's a thing called the law of attraction. You guys know that? Maybe some of you read leadership books would know that. I don't know, Simon, Dan, maybe, Kevin. Law of attraction, basically, if you constantly anticipate the worst, that's what you're likely to attract. And the opposite is true. If you make an effort of thinking positive thoughts, you'll increase the probability that those positive thoughts will come true. They attract whatever it is. Your mind starts to focus on your desired goal, whatever you want to do, and your brain, you tell your brain to figure out a way to get there. And after that, it becomes very, your creative juice in your brain starts working and you get all these ideas and thoughts. It's similar to the Christian walk, amen? When you pray for something, you know that, you're meditating on it, you're fasting for something, and the Holy Spirit guides you to that direction. And you have all these ideas that come out. You ever experienced that? I have. You have thoughts that you're like, I didn't even think about that. Thank you. You know, like the Holy Spirit gives you that. So those are wonderful ways that your mental attitude and your mind affects how you think. Amen? Cool? We good? All right. So changing your attitude and your mind. Another change I recommend, change the people around you. Oh, this is tough because... Well, let me put it this way. You have negative people you hang around with, I don't know, maybe at work, at school. They're like negative. They're always kind of like, no, it's terrible. The economy's crazy. Government, oh, so many politics, right? Or they bring you down. They're not motivated. They're not encouraging. They're just kind of like lazy most of the time. And that don't encourage me at all. I want to hang out with people who make me better, and you want to hang out with people who make you better, amen? We want to hang out with positive people that uplifts you, and that's why I love the church family. We're like always uplifting each other, you know? We got our bad days, but overall, we're here, and what do you guys say when you go to the church door? Happy Sabbath, happy, come on. So that's uplifting, and you're smiling, it's beautiful. The energy people give affects your attitude. You ever seen somebody walk into a room and like, well, what's wrong with him? You know, right? You just feel this vibe. It's all like negative. Or like somebody comes, hey guys, how you doing? Whoa, too much energy, but it's still good, right? I like it because I surround myself with people who inspires me, who lift me up better. If I don't have people, there's a lot of people on YouTube. They lift you up too. I listen to motivational speakers and stuff and they get me going. Just like going to the gym, you know? You go to the gym with the buddy, yeah, come on, let's do it, yeah, yeah, yeah. And they push you to your limit because they're positive, and you're like, yeah, I can do it, yeah, yeah, and then you do that. Oh, but, you know, you don't want to go, and like when you go to the gym by yourself, it's kind of like, not that crazy, right? But when you're at the gym, I like it because you're surrounded by people who are pushing their limit, right? You're looking at other people, you're like, yeah, I want to be like that. Look at that. Like, that's crazy. They could do it, I could do it too. So I like that when you're surrounding yourself with people. And see, a lot of people get this mixed up. You don't need a lot of friends to be happy. I don't know if you guys know that. Like, people think, I have all these friends. No, it doesn't make you happy. You only need like a few friends who are there and get you through the difficult times, amen? Those are the ones that are important. They're like your support system. They don't pity you for what you have or what you don't have or your handicap. Doesn't matter. They laugh with you in the good times. They're there to care for you when it's sad or grieve with you. Those are the friends that you want. I have a quote I made. It was cool. A friend is a chocolate chip in the life, in the cookie of life. I'll repeat that, okay? A friend is a chocolate chip in the cookie of life. See, a cookie don't have that much chocolate chips, but those are important. That makes the whole cookie. So you take that quote, you know. It's copyright. Another change I want to share today is changing your priorities. You guys do like that cookie quote, huh? Changing your priority. Maybe cutting back on something. Maybe you're watching useless TV shows that kind of like doesn't really do anything for you or doesn't help you grow. You're just watching other people's life or you're watching a movie or I don't know. You know, God convicts you at different levels. I'm not telling you what you shouldn't do, but you know what I'm saying? There are certain things you're like, why am I watching this? It's a waste of time. And there's like, I'm guilty, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube. I mean, it's 3 minutes, but still waste of time. Like, why did I watch that? No. So cut back on some things. I encourage you cut back the news, because I hardly hear any positive news. When I watch the news, oh, today, 3 guys were murdered. Okay. Next news, oh, the storm's coming. Okay, there's no positive news. Next one, oh, be careful. There's a flu and, you know, spreading AIDS, bird flu. I don't know. It's a lot of negative. So I encourage you, cut back the news, but don't, like, not be informed and be, like, way on the other spectrum and don't know anything about the world. Priority with your loved ones. Time with your your family. your family, your friends, and other people, right? Make an effort to give them a call and just catch up, you know? Back then, I told people, oh, I'm pretty busy. I have 12 pets. Can you believe that? Oh, it's crazy taking care of 12 goldfish. It's, whew, a lot. So it's not 12 crazy pets, you know. But make an effort for that. You know, decide you want to eat with your family more often during dinner times. I'm guilty of that. I kind of come home late at times. Or make an effort just to get to know somebody on a better level. Make that, you know, priority changes in this year. Somehow schedule your day so that you get the most out of it and plan it out. Usually I try to plan my week on Sunday so that I kind of know what I'm doing. If certain things change, you kind of just move around. And so plan those things out. And those are a few changes I like to propose. But more importantly, I want to ask the changes of your goals, the changes of things you want to accomplish this year. What is it you want to accomplish this year? Is there a goal that you want to achieve? You know, the richest place on earth, you know where it might be? Anybody? Richest place on earth. Come on, no. It's not Dubai. Huh? You'll be surprised. The richest place on earth is the graveyard. I'll tell you why. In the graveyard are many inventions that never got fulfilled because they never pursued their goal. In the graveyard, there are many ideals that could have been so life-changing for others and helped people, but they never fulfilled those goals because they got too busy or they set that aside. In the graveyard are many things that could have been improved to our world, but they somehow never pursued that because why? They got negative people, discouraged them, say, no, you can't do that, you don't make it, or that's not gonna work. That's why I say hang around with positive people instead of the negative people, amen? So if you had something, you have a talent, a skill, go for it and work on it. Work really hard on it and pursue it if you really wanted to do that. Because for me, I go to GYC and like I meet people and they're like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, well, I don't know why I act like that. I say I print t-shirts and it, you know, I kind of have my own schedule. They're like, oh, you're so lucky. I don't know why I'm doing another person. But, and I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't always like that, you know? I had to struggle like 2 years to get there. In other words, like I had to do it on my own. And a lot of discouragement, like a lot of people, even family members, be like, oh, you should get a real job because I don't know where you're going with this. Or you should find something that can go for the long run. But I stuck with it because I know I could do it. I know I could handle it. You know yourself best, right? And you know what you're capable of. God also knows what you're capable of. But it's up to your own effort to pursue whatever it is. Amen? Other people could tell things, but that's their opinion. That's what they say. But in the end, it's what you want to do. And do you want it bad enough and you want to get to it? So each of you, each of us, have a talent to contribute to society. You can use that skill. You have skill that can be used, and you are the only person who can use that ability. You're the only person who can reach certain students. You're the only person who could reach that race, that ethnicity. You're the only person who could reach that, you know, group. Your testimony, I cannot do it. Your sermon, I can't do it. Your message, it's you. And it's only you who can reach other people. Use those ability with your influence of skills. So a quote I got was really cool. What we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. Amen? What we are is God's gift to us. I mean, he gave us life. This is God's gift. He gave us that. But what we come, we're giving back to God. Amen? Is our gift back to God, because we live this life to the fullest and we make the most of it to become used for his glory. So whatever your field is, your area, your circle of influence, be the best at it. Christians are supposed to be at least what God desired, to be the best at everything. Amen? We're supposed to be like on top of science, on top of biology, on top of history, whatever it is. We're supposed to be like thriving out there, but sadly, we don't do that. But God is encouraging us to become better. And so let this year be the year of change. Amen, everyone? And this includes our selfish hearts. Make this year where the year you gain over the victory. You gain victory over certain sin in your life. Make this year a year you gain victory over a certain habit you want to break, a personal issue. Yeah, you might fall, you know, from time to time, but keep reminding yourself that you're going to do it. You're going to get there one day, and you can overcome. There's a quote from Henry Nguyen. He say, "Those who keep speaking about the sun while they're walking under a cloudy sky are messenger of hope, the true saints of our day." You get that quote? Even though you're in your cloud, your storm, you're in the midst of your struggle, and like, you know, you everybody can see that. But your mind, that's why I say your mental attitude should be changed. Your mind is focused on the end result. Amen? Morning Bible study, you know, David said that it's not how you started, but it's how you end. Amen? It's how we end our Christian walk. We can start off bad, we can mess up a lot, but at the end, it's how you finish. Amen, brothers and sisters? Yes? Amen. I like to get more amens. You know, preachers say that more amens they get, more power they get, and more energy. So it's good. So keep talking about that day where you don't have to struggle with that sin anymore. That day where you're not bothered by that anymore. That day where, you know, you will be the example, because somebody else maybe fall down the same path and they see that you've overcome it and they can do it too. Don't let that sin control you like it did last year. Is there a sin that is controlling you since last year? I pray that you will break it this year. We often see our church members on Saturday. We don't know what happens on all the other days. And we don't know what they do on their own time. And so you wrestle that with God. For example, if you were secretly a smoker, not on Saturday. On Saturday, you know, nice breath. I'm not saying anybody here, okay? I'm just saying, for example, if you were a smoker, you know, behind the scenes, and we don't know about it, and you really want to quit, I believe you can get to the point where you don't want to touch that cigarette anymore. Amen? That point where you're, like, disgusted with the smell. And you're like, I want to quit, and I don't even want to bother anymore. That can happen in 2014. Amen? For somebody. Or if you haven't given up on certain drinks, you know it's bad, like alcohol, like hard liquor, and all that stuff. We don't know about it. Saturday, everybody happy. I look forward to that day when you are sober this year and you desire no more drinking. Amen? And even for those, especially guys, who've been lusting or viewing inappropriate things, or we sin with our eyes, may this year be the year you keep your eye on Jesus. Amen, brothers and sisters? I don't get a lot of energy, that's sad. Amen? 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 Okay, all right, y'all good. Almost done, don't worry about it. I'm hungry too. I want them chocolate chip cookies. I know it could be hard sometime. Don't give up. Don't give in to that temptation. It's only like a temporary thing. But that temporary thing, you're in the valley of decision, all right? And remember, there's a quote. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10, 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 13. Remember this. This is something I want to put into my scripture of memory. Like, I want to memorize it by heart. But I haven't yet. And that's something I want to do this year. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. So when you are tempted or you're about to, I hope, and I need to do this myself more often, read this verse. No temptation has overtaken you except such that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Is that a good promise, brothers and sisters? No temptation has come over you that is so powerful that you can't handle it. There are temptations, but God knows you can handle it. If you couldn't handle it, he would never have put you there to be able to handle it. And so when you have those, you make that decision. You have a way of escape from God, or you give in. And when the more you make the way that God has provided, the stronger you become. And resisting next time and next time. A lot of people are sick during this time. I watched the news. I was kind of scared. So I was like, I don't want to watch the news anymore. Talk about all these people getting all sick and in flus and stuff. And wash your hand, okay? Wash your hand a lot. But because, you know, you want to spread that. But what I'm saying is your immune system gets weaker over time if it doesn't do its job, right? Your immune system, like if you kind of, I don't know, it's just my personal take. I don't really take medicine because I want my immune system to be stronger. But the more I give in, I give the medicine working, and my immune system kind of like, oh, well, we're not working today. Clock off, right? You want to build your strong immune system by letting it work. When you're really severe, then take medicine. I'm not saying don't, and you die. I don't want that. But let your immune system build up and become stronger. Don't give in to the easy way. Don't give in to, oh, I just take this medicine, I'm better. Let your immune system build up so that it becomes stronger and stronger so that you don't get sick. I don't know about you, but I haven't really been sick in like 4 years, 5 years. Maybe like once severe, but other than that, I don't really get sick because I don't really take the medicine, the easy way to heal. So it's just something, health facts out of a thought. All right. Once you gain over that sin, what happens next? You work on gaining over another sin, amen? Unless that's your last sin, then good. But you work on one thing at a time, and so that you're not overwhelmed. Target the most unhealthy habit first and attack it with vigor. The one that you know that's the worst one, attack it first. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. Amen? It's those little things over time that adds up. Like a little puzzle piece, it becomes a big picture. The simple fact that if we sow a lifestyle that is indirect disobedience with God's revealed word, we ultimately reap the consequences, the disaster, with our body, with our habit, with our mental attitude, whatever it is. This year, I believe you will be different after, you know, 2013, you're gonna be different. I believe that for each person here. This year you will be changed, and we wanna become more like Jesus, amen? That's our goal, that's what we wanna strive for. He is something like, he's the goal we wanna look forward to. He's that guy in the workout gym, I'm like, But spiritually, Jesus is so beautiful in that way. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'll just read it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. That verse does not just apply when you first become a Christian. You guys know that? It says, oh, when you're in Christ, you're a new creation. Yeah, you're baptized or you're changed. Your old things have passed away. That verse also applies us to a daily basis. Amen? We're changing. We're changing from glory to glory, and he makes us a new creation. Old things have passed. 2013 has passed. Who care about 2012, 11? Those are past. We look forward to the future and what you want to do this year. And the other year has come. Let's make it better. Don't let it slip by. Don't let that sin easily ensnare you or trap you. Be something that you just rely on. Do your best at everything. Be great. Be positive. Be the positive battery of your students. I made that up right now. But, you know, just be the one that shines, because we're called to be the light of the world. Amen? In this flavor. There's no flavor in this world. We're called to be salt, to flavor others. And I'm going to close. It's not easy. I know in the process of working on your goals, your dream, your overcoming habit, you're going to incur a lot of disappointment, a lot of failures, and a lot of pain. There are moments when you're probably going to doubt yourself. You're like, why, God? Why is this happening to me? All right? I'm just trying to take care of my family, myself, my loved ones, my pet. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. I'm just trying to be good. Why is it happening to me? Why are these trials happening to me? For those of you who have experienced some hardship, don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your goals. Keep pushing forward. There are rough times, right? They're going to come, but they're not come to stay. They kind of come to pass. They'll go away. Just like a storm. Yeah, there's a storm, but it'll pass. Amen? Push yourself. When it gets tough and difficult, you want to give up and things seem so hard and you begin to cry, you get tired and you try to quit, I'm telling you today, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Amen? Don't cry to quit, because when you're already in pain, you're already hurt, and you need a little bit more push, and you'll get over it. You can do it. You can do it this year. You are the person in the front seat of your car. You are the one who decides whether the car goes in a bad path or in a good path. You are the one that defines who you are and what you want to do and where you want to go. You have the steering wheel. Your change should be making a difference in your life, in the life of your family, your friends, and especially change for God. Amen. In closing, I want to close with Galatians 6:9. Let's go there. Final verse, final text. Galatians 6, verse 9. When you're there, can you say amen? Oh, man, let me see. God eat popcorn. God eat popcorn. Okay. Galatians 6, 9. It says, let's read together. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. If you had a ministry you wanted to do, if you want to, you know, pursue this or that, keep going and don't lose heart. Amen. It gets tiring. We're human. We need rest. We need sleep. We need comfort. But it's those times where you're getting out of your comfort zone that you discover what you're able to do, what you're capable of. A lot of people like to be comfortable and everything, and they don't like change. They like to stick in the comfort. But when you change, you get out of there, you might unlock skills and talents and abilities you didn't even know you had. You're like, whoa, I totally could do that. Try to do new things. Let go of the past of last year. You're a new person today. You're a new person this year. You're a new you. You're given a new blank page. It's a fresh chapter. There might be writings in the past, pages and books, but the rest is blank. It's unwritten. Amen? The rest is clear. It's for you to write the line. And I can't wait to see what you'll write in your journal of life this year. I can't wait to see each one of you grow in Christ. I can't wait for this church to grow. We have Mission Center, and we gotta make this church grow, guys. I mean, it's everybody's passion in here, especially Pastor Vin. So we gotta make it happen. We gotta grow as a church, as a family, be more loving. And I also can't wait to see what Jesus will write in your book of life. Amen? This year. You can do it. I believe you can. I believe each one of you can go to the next level and finish up. And though we believe in God, God also believes in you, that you can do it. You can accomplish it. Don't let others tell you you can't. So 2014, it's not the year of, what's the zodiac, Chinese zodiac? It's not the year of the horse. Yeah, not the year of the horse. It's the year of change. Amen? It's the year of change, and I encourage each of you to make that positive change. positive attitude, positive people. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your love, Lord. It is your love that compels us to want to be more like you. We ask for your love to be in us more, and so that we can reflect it to others. May we be a mirror to shine your glory to others. May we be the fire that kindles others who are living in the cold world. May we be a strength and comfort through you, so that we can learn from you to strength and comfort others. And Lord, above all, we ask that we make a change this year. We want to step up our level to become more like you, to become the person you call us to be. Things happen in our life, we can't control it. Circumstances, job loss, or school, or financial, those we can't control at times, but we can control where we want to go. And we ask that you direct us to the right path, to the right way. We thank you, and we give glory to you in everything we do. Help us to do our best. Help us to stick with our goals, stick with our desired outcomes, and go with it. We thank you, and we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.